Feeling great, man. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Yes, silk made by Brian Alexander, bespoke, custom made suit, paying homage to my teams that I played for, high schools and college. So, yeah, I really appreciate it.
JC, coming to Tennessee under the tutelage of one of the greatest, if not the greatest, offensive line
coach. Yeah, Coach Callahan.
Have you talked to him? And if so, what did you pick up from him? And how excited are you to play?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the first time I had a chance to meet him was when we were at the top 30 visit, and it was like supposed to be a 30-minute visit, and you know, talking, we just talked about each other's background first, and then we went to, you know, techniques and plays, and next thing you know, 2 hours have passed by. You know, I mean, I'm a student of the game. I love picking, you know, the guys who have been there, the vets. You know, I mean, I reach out to Will Anderson and Bryce Young, Jamar Gibbs, all those guys to ask, you know, hey, like, what am I to expect? You know, how do I get to where you guys are or avoid the mistakes that you guys have made? And, you know, all of them come back to me, and I listen to it in depth, attention to detail. So having a chance to talk to him and sit down and really, you know, just gain awareness and knowledge of the game from where he's been. He was out with the Browns at one point, and he was showing me tape on them. So, you know, just having a chance to really just sit down and understand what it is that he's teaching and how he's teaching it, it was a blessing.
How's it going to be being able to go against a guy like Jefferson on the other side of the practice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, iron sharpens iron, man. I'm extremely excited to get a chance to, you know, just go against a great guy like that on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, so when I was at IMG, three guys were hurt, two tore their ACL, one tore their MCL. So I had to switch over from DN to offensive line. I was the top 10 player in the country at the time. I was number three in my position as a defensive end. And making that switch, I wanted to hold myself to a standard. You know, my offensive line coach, Coach George Hegeman, he was best friends with Deion Sanders. He played in the NFL with the Eagles, Buccaneers, and Cowboys. Played with Deion and Michael Irvin and Larry Allen, all those guys. So, you know, the standard of what he's used to is extremely high, and he held me to that standard. And talking to, you know, Deion every single day, when he was talking to him, he called himself prime time. So, you know, I wanted to live up to kind of something like that. You know, I didn't want to steal prime time, obviously, but, yeah, so I sat down and thought about it. Every time you break it down in O-line, D-line, you say it's the trenches. So I want to hold myself to a constant reminder and a standard of that's what I am. I'm the trench king.
Jonathan's been through this process, right? What do you think, or what kind of advice do you think you give back to your Alabama teammates?
Like either book or that T-book? Yeah. T-book. So my guy, I definitely tell him to enjoy the process. You know, I didn't plan on losing to Michigan, but even so, I understood that there was a chance I'd lose and it'd be it, you know, and you just look back and be like, dang, like, it felt not long ago you was a freshman in the dorm, you know, struggling with the fourth quarter program, and now you're considered a top 10 pick going into the NFL. You know, time really does fly, and all of our parents say that college is going to be the best years of your life, and it really is. So I tell them to enjoy the process, but also in the same time, don't try to rush it, you know. And I think he's doing a great job at that. You know, some guys are, man, I don't care about this season. I'm just looking for the NFL. And he's doing a great job at not only putting the team first, you know, when, you know, guys are getting those accolades as well, but he's also understanding, like, I'm going to take it step by step and piece by piece. And that's what everybody should do so they can understand, like, hey, like, once it's all said and done, I don't want to have any regrets. Alabama is still Alabama football. You know, I've been to their practices, still fast, physical, high intensity. And, you know, the impact that Saban had on me, he developed me and everybody else into great young men on and off the field. Two things that he taught me that I just picked up naturally through him was if you want to be great or if you want to be the best, you have to be consistent and disciplined, you know. If you want to be a leader, you have to hold people accountable. And if you want to be liked, sell ice cream. So those are things that I took from him. And, you know, one thing that I always look at, you know, I went to state high school. I mean, a high school that was winning state. They won state, I think, like 12 times or 14 times since, you know, they were around. Then they ended up going to IMG and then Alabama. And one thing that I learned from him when he said it, it just made so much sense. When the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear, you know, and that just stood out so much to me that naturally through my life, you know, just meeting a guy like Coach Callahan and, you know, I'm ready for the next phase of my life, and I've always felt that way, to now meeting him and going over so much stuff, and that 30-minute conversation turned into 2 hours, you know, the teacher appeared, so. I got you next.
What's up, brother? What's your message for those kids to inspire them tonight?
Yeah, just keep going and just be consistent and, you know, just never give up. It's going to be rainy days. It's going to be tough days, you know, but adversity is what makes you, you know. And never compare yourself to anybody else. You know, comparison is the killer of joy. You know, your situation is different from somebody else, you know. So you look at, I know Joe Alt went at 5. You know, you look at our two situations, completely different, you know. So you never can just try to compare yourself to anybody. Just always focus on you and yourself. So, yeah, I know you. Yeah, Roll Tide.
Just got picked to a team that's going through a bit of a rebuilding process. Mm-hmm. You've gone through the rebuilding process before. So how do you plan on to continue to just get through that process?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, one of the things that the coaches stated over there was the process is you got to weed out all the guys who, you know, kind of want it, and the toxic people of the program to keep the integrity of the team beneficial to everybody else. And then, you know, you got to just build from the ground up, have a solid foundation of what, you know, your principles and morals are. And then from that standpoint, you just want to keep building up from there. You know, it might happen in the first year. You know, you might be everything that you wanted to be. It might take a couple years, you know, but just never give up. As I told everybody else, just be consistent and disciplined, and, you know, success is when preparation meets opportunity. And just keep that in mind. Yeah, I love that, man. That's my guy. You know, I mean, I'm not in college no more, so I can say, like, you know, we had bets, $20 bets on every rep. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I won a majority of them, but yeah, that's my guy. I mean, just going against him every single day. You know, he made me better, and I made him better, and iron sharpens iron. So. Yeah, my time at IMG, you know, it meant a lot to me, especially going through that phase of, you know, I mean, if anybody in this room, when you were 15 years old, if you went to a boarding school in Florida, you know, without your parents, you know, everybody knows how that'll get. So, you know, homework and school and all that stuff, kind of, you got to keep that priorities in check. But it gets kind of hard, and that's when I had to learn that being an adult is handling your priorities and responsibilities. And then once I finally felt like I had a grasp on that, you know, the guys got hurt, and I had to make a switch from D-line, something that I played my whole life, to O-line, something that I've never played before, really. And at a time to where I had 20 offers, to now I got to kind of play offensive line. I don't know if I'll have those offers anymore. So it taught me how to grow up, and it taught me how to mature and, you know, just be consistent and be persistent at the same time. And Alabama was just the college version of IMG, you know, the cream of the crop, and it's going to weed out all the people who aren't made for it. And if you're made for it, you're going to strive every single day. Say again? Let's get to work. I mean, I'm ready for it, man. I talked to all the coaching staffs on every visit I've been on the turnaround that's going to be, and all of them said, you know, you're going to have your rookie minicamp coming up, and that's the main thing I'm focused on. So I appreciate the opportunity, but, yeah. My main success, George Hageman. He was one of the guys who just stayed my mentor. UJ, he's at Alabama now. All the youth league coaches that I've had who, you know, coached me up and taught discipline in me. Mom, dad, and stepmom, they were always in my corner since I was a little kid and never gave up on me. And then my best friends and siblings, you know, like, they, I just had a great support group around me and group of people who just never gave up on me no matter how hard things got.
Take one more question.
Yeah, I mean, someone told me one time, you know, I messed up on a run block once, and, you know, he told me, he was like, yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, your technique may have been bad, but at the end of the day, run blocking is just all about attitude. You know, you bench God knows what and squat, you know, over 1,000 pounds. So, you know, a kid should never be able to, you know, even have a chance on you, you know, and that kind of mindset elevated me to understand, like, hey, like, I am one of the strongest cats on the field, and this is a mindset thing, like, you know, it doesn't take the strongest guy to make the play every single time, but I happen to be the strongest, so I need to make every single play.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.